Lodge Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem Bilal, and we are live in Chicago, Illinois. And we're happy that you joined us tonight, and we hope that you will buckle your seatbelts for just some good hosting and co-hosting tonight. We hope that you enjoyed your weekend, because we certainly did enjoy ours. We would like to come in the name of Almighty God. I say, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Praises be to Allah, the guardian evolver, the cherisher and sustainer of all of the worlds. I bear witness that there is none deserving the rights of worship. There's none that deserves the right to be conformed to, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most high God. And I bear witness to all of those that were raised from Muhammad till Adam until Muhammad, and those who came before Adam, before Adam. There were those raised that were prophets before Adam. So you must research who you are. And then you know, when you always say in the Lord's Prayer, Ameen. You say in Al-Fatiha, Ameen. Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad teaches that Amen Ra. I mean what? I mean who? Amen Ra. So they will leave out the part, the white man and the Arab, seek the parts of the deen that keeps him in power, that enslaves you and keeps the white man and the Arabs in power. But he said, Amen Ra. That's the name. That's where we have to go. Where our mentor takes us may not be the way that you want to go. But we say, I mean, Amen Ra. Huh? So we have to go with that. We know we have come to stop the black execution and start the black revolution. And we had so many with us this weekend, Pastor T.R. Barrett, the Honorable Salas Muhammad, the Chairman Hashim Ekanat Nzinga. We had Dr. and Chairman Emeritus Malik Zulu Shabazz, who lit up the Chicago, lit up the event. And all the things that we are inspired to do as Panthers and Cubs of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, we're inspired to do at this hour. So Black Power, we're here at Black Power Radio. I'm going to bring on a co-host. I see other co-hosts that are in the wings, but we're going to keep this thing moving. We have our beloved sister Shamanda out there in St. Louis, Missouri. Come on board with us, Sister Shamanda. Talk about your Black weekend, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. I had a fantastic weekend in Chicago. It was nothing short of amazing. Got to meet a lot of people, a lot of different Panthers from different areas, as far as New York, North Carolina, Brooklyn. I met the Flamethrower, you know, met the pastors, met people from the nation. I got to worship with different religions, the nation, in the beautiful building in Stedden. Got to hear the good words from great people. Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, the Honorable Salas Muhammad, among other peoples. I mean, it was just, like, amazing. You had to be there to really experience, to feel the love, to feel our ancestor within the place in Chicago, and to see people proud of seeing Black Panthers in Chicago and putting our feet on the ground, and people wanting to join the Panthers, even at Garrett's Popcorn to all places, you know, to see the interest and the level that people had for the party. And to be accepted among the nation, you know, was amazing. To work with them like we work with them, and just different groups come together with one accord to end the black execution and start the black revolution, as our chief of staff said. So that was my black weekend. Did anyone else attend Chicago that would like anything to have something to say? It heard about it, saw the pictures on Facebook. Talk black to me now. If you're online and you're listening and you miss some powerful speakers, look up my national chairman, Hashim Nzinga, his Facebook page. Also look up Amy Jen. She tagged Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz in some posts. So if you just have some downtime and just want to hear good old advice, please do so and look those up. You know, look on Facebook, up on some Panther pages to see the pictures. If you know somebody want to join the movement, if you're listening, then please feel free to reach out. We are popping up everywhere. Next stop is Kingland, Georgia. We have Bobby, you know, our National Minister of Justice, doing something nobody ever done before. He issued the warrants on them. And so tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m., Georgia time, and Central time, it'd be 8 a.m. Just tune in and see what's going to happen. You know, that should be interesting. We have a lot of passes on their way, have a lot of feet on the ground down there in Georgia. This is history in the making. The magistrate judge, he is the one on them, and the sheriff. If you listen online, you want to contribute, we have free breakfast programs starting up in Chicago as well. What's that, Randolph? 4720 Randolph, with the good old pastor lending him venue on the Get in Touch with Trail, the local chairman of the Chicago chapter. We are also going to be opening up free breakfast in Kansas City, Missouri, and that's Brother Mike, if he's on the line. So we're going to be traveling to those destinations, touching base with Memphis, Indiana. We're even trying to expand all the way to North Dakota and South Dakota, Michigan, Milwaukee. So we look forward to doing these different things, starting the hub up in Chicago and St. Louis. We're going to stop this violence, this black-on-black crime. Talk black to me,
black
somebody.
Power, black power.
Black power.
That's right, beloved sister. Black power. And the sister is just the best in the security and the sharpest in the uniform and keeping Panthers on point and working her region as she should work her region and lead and assist to the National Minister of Justice office. And she keeps so many things going for us. I just saw another hand up out there. I see a 904. I don't know who that 904 is, but I'm going for it. Try that 904 area code. Looks like Florida's on air. Black Power. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Black Power, happy to hear you.
Black Power, Jaquan.
This is your brother, your
that
friend.
Is Jaquan.
Jaquan.
I miss you over the weekend, brother. What's up?
With the Us or Us movement and with the New Era Jacksonville movement, I just want to say that I've been watching what's been going on in Chicago. I've been listening, and I've been getting alerts about all the killing. I just want to say you guys are doing great work. And, oh, another thing, I'm finna drop a bomb on you. I will be in Kingsland, Georgia also.
Brother, make sure you get the application in. I'm going to talk to Brother Strife. Please do that. Please get the app in and talk to Brother Strife when you hit the ground in Kingsland because Strife is not too happy. Black Power?
Yeah, that's
why I know that. But
James, I'm right.
But James was supposed to give it to me, but I haven't seen him yet. But I just want to tell y'all.
Ground. Had an app with you. Had an app with you.
I just want to say, brother,
ain't
I mean, you're doing a great job.
Jaquan, that's where he's staying so much high water, Shimonda, because this guy, man, is looking for a way around, above, and through the truth instead of just sitting there and just fessing up like a real soldier, kicking his little lump and then moving that chest man down the board like he's supposed to. He's looking for a way out. He's looking for diversity. And, oh, can you have mercy on me just this one time? You give him that one time, he won another time. Well, woo, woo, woo. All you got to do is soldier up. Jaquan, just soldier up, soldier up, soldier.
Got them boots up.
And keep it moving.
In.
That's right.
My boots are never dirty, brother and sister. I just want to say that, Brother Imam, you're doing a great job in your position. And Sister Owens, you're doing a great job. You're teaching me a lot, even though you don't call me like you're supposed to, but I still love you guys. I still want to be a part of the fight. You know, I am going to see about getting that app in, but I just haven't had time right now because a lot's been going on in my city as well. So a lot has, you know, I got a plate, the white cream in my city. So I will be back soon.
Oh, but look out now. You know, I know where you live. I might be at your house tomorrow. You better watch me before I move. I make a move on you, boy. I know where you live. Believe me.
Well, I tell you
I ain't
what,
no
brother,
ghost. You know,
I mean,
I come up there and get you, boy.
I tell you what, brother, if you try it, you can bring who you want or you can come by yourself.
Jay, come on.
But just know, I am that brother.
Come on.
I bet you do. Brother, sister, Shaquan, I'm going to meet you.
Where you going to be mad at? Come on, give it up. Where you going to be mad at, Jaquan?
Sir?
On the Jacksonville Boulevard and Main Street, me and Jaquan on the showdown. We still on the lowdown with the showdown.
But in my city, I am.
Appreciate you so much. Okay, go ahead.
But in my city, I am bringing evidence to the city council Thursday in my city to show them why these Confederate monuments in my city should be taken down. I will be bringing evidence, and I will be getting some of the Confederate supporters' evidence, and I'm going to put my evidence with their evidence, and I'm going to shut these people up for good because they tried to scare us yeah, they tried to scare us Saturday because we went to Confederate Park in Jacksonville, Florida, and there's two big old Confederate statues that are sitting in the park, and they brought their Confederate flags. One smiled at me. I smiled back. So, you know, I'm in the fight right now to get these Confederate monuments down and to shut these people up for good. So whenever y'all in Jacksonville, I will gladly show y'all Confederate Park.
Black power, salute.
But Jaquan, we want to thank you, Jaquan, again for joining us, man, with the timely message from Jacksonville. Hope you keep it moving. Put your app in. Do what you got to do. Keep it moving. We're going to go on down here, Jaquan, and thank you. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, sir.
Black Power.
Black Power, sir. And we moved it down. I mean, Sister Shimani, you're doing a fantastic job. In case I lose power, you got to continue on. We're going to pick up some more Florida. I'm going to get so many Floridas backed up here tonight, getting it cranked, getting it crumped. Ain't nobody on this line drunk, but we got Black Power at 904, at 383. You on Black Power Radio. Call Black to us.
Say Black Power. Ashe.
Black Power. I say Ashe.
I say Black Power again. Ikaru. I give thanks to God, Creator.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir. Cannot thank God enough. Our chairman, Hashim Azinga, can't thank him enough for bringing Dr. Khaled Muhammad. Can't thank God enough for our chairman Emeritus and our chief of staff, you, Brother Imam Akbar, and the commitment and the work that we've done. Can't thank you enough.
So
thank God enough for coming to Chicago and sitting with the Honorable Silas Muhammad of the Nation of Islam. Hey, can't thank him enough. And just absolutely beautiful. Can't thank him enough for the dinner. So those of you who missed Chicago, as we had to mobilize and we strategized, starting off at the church on Saturday, a beautiful, beautiful meeting. I just have to say it, if you missed it, if you didn't see it Facebook Live, you missed our chairman, Hashim Azinga. Allah is blessing him to heal. He's healing. He's still ill. He's not 100%, but he dedicated himself and he traveled. How many of us are 100% and we couldn't travel? How many of us are 100% and made in our mind we wasn't going? Excuses are a sign of weakness. Malcolm talked about how to destroy an organization. I want to talk about how to build an organization. Our chairman, what he did on Saturday, he built an organization. Am I right, Brother Imam Akbar, Black Power?
Black Power.
I hope they heard him. I hope you heard, Sister Shimonda, what our chairman said. Man, look, I thought he was going to break the table. I'm so grateful he did. I'm glad he didn't break his hand or break the table. But guess what he did break? He broke up for some of these liars, some of these hiding behind the sycamore bush. And I can't thank our chairman enough for just being honest and straightforward. Oh, there was so much information if you missed it. You need to go see the videos on the chairman's page. You can go to a Facebook page that I operate. But I'm going to say it. A family that prays together, and we did some praying, Brother Akbar led us to libation, stays together. This is not a time to be sleeping. So our chairman, Chairman Emeritus and others, I don't know. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to stop because I'm just full. I'm just full, Brother Akbar. I can't thank God to create enough for you, brother. And, you know, I'm always going to go out of my way to help you whenever I can. But we don't want people taking our leadership and taking those who are dedicated hard down the street on a fraudulent idea, taking them down the street on some damn Mickey Mouse bullshit. Excuse my language. I know that's not the hell. Bulls do shit. Excuse my language. But I don't want them taking them down the street for that. It's time to move into our Panther manual. Look at our objectives. Look at our local objectives. Look at our mission. Look at what we should be doing. So I'm just full. My words are meant. I'm at peace. I have not been at peace like this. My blood pressure has come down. Brother Akbar, did you hear me? My blood pressure came down being around the Panthers.
Yeah,
being around
my
blood pressure came down. I'm relaxed. I had a bout or something this morning, but that's when my body was changing. So I know what I need to do. I know separation is the best and only solution. I'm talking about from these cracks.
Man.
Don't get it twisted.
That's a bold
separation
is
the best and only life. Solution.
Sir.
So, Brother Akbar.
Right.
Sir.
That's, the Honorable
Elijah. Yeah, get the background noise, Brother James. Go ahead.
As has been pointed out
yes,
by
sir,
the
I know that,
Honorable Salas Muhammad.
I know that
the,
we're going to be doing a lot more. I'm going to say this. AJ is getting ready for his next field training. Brother AJ is working on that. Please, brother. If you are not attending this training, you need it. I plan to be there again. As we get ready for our weekly meetings that we're working in different cities.
You can't
as
stop.
The chairman prepares for a stop the killing tour. Oh, yes, the chairman. And the staff and others prepare for a stop the killing tour. We're going to continue our work, Brother Akbar. Black on black love is not a crime. Invest in yourself and
black
build
power.
Your community.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Thank you.
Black power.
Man, thank you.
Black power.
I mean, James
thank
Muhammad
you,
is that universal black God that, you know, you see him once every so many centuries, a black God like James Muhammad will appear to direct us back to the path. We have just a character, not the nature, but we have a character that tends to go astray from the original mark. The almighty divine power that originated the human being tended for us to go a certain way, but we would go astray from that way, as it is written and prophesied. There were many that would lead you astray. There were many that would stray on their own. And then you would have those people who, again, became somewhat hypocritical to their own oath and somewhat in disbelief of who they are and what they are. And then you have a whole community of African people worldwide. This is terrible. It's a terrible shape. And as we used to say in old school Nation of Islam, that's a sad, sad story to tell the captive. But I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, that the ones that have led you astray, prolonged exposure to the white man, the devil himself, and his white woman, the she-devil, has caused us to be a bloody mess at this hour. And especially here in Chicago. I'm living in the south side of Chicago with black power and a strong black military. I got a black support staff with me, and we're moving throughout Chicago, and we got Brother Trail, we got Brother Stan, we got Brother Panther, and we got many other brothers and sisters who are on board to fight for black power, stand for black power, and then change those dynamics that are on the ground for black power in the spirit and in the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, along with what had came with Fred Hampton, making the announcement tonight. Fred Hampton has said that he will come to save his estate by any means necessary. This is so vitally important to us. Black power, black power.
Black power.
It is so vitally important to us, Brother James and Sister Shamanda, that we help Chairman Fred to save the Hampton estate, to save the legacy of Huey P. Newton, to save the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and preserve the legacy of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to get forthright in the independence and in the self-government of the Honorable Salas Muhammad. And we have nothing to apologize to anybody about at this hour as we support the leadership of the Honorable Salas Muhammad, the future of Islam. The future did not stop. It may have transformed. The future did not stop. Under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that feud did not stop. The FOI, I am a FOI from 1970. I joined up, and it brought back so many memories with the Honorable Brother T.L. Barrett. The Pastor T.L. Barrett knows and can bear witness to the truth. As he saw me so many days, he would drop me off at the Dan Ryan, and sometime we'd be in Chicago Heights. I'm sitting here now at 100 and some, and we would start from Chicago Heights. Is that right? And we would roll on from Chicago Heights all the way black and all the way back to Old Half Field. I would slap a Muhammad Speaks paper under one arm and reach for that change from the other hand. Give me that change. Give me that dollar. I lived on Muhammad Speaks newspaper. Oh, I
you
want
know,
you to know a story tonight. was able to bake my goods and put it right in the white man's honest Jew market in the 70s.
The yellow one?
The wheat bread, that good old eat bread. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. The good original bean pie with the recipe from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad himself. Not a copycat bean pie, but what we call the original supreme bean. That supreme bean made from the supreme wisdom and the supreme knowledge of the honorable Elijah Muhammad himself. Not a copycat bean pie. Not a copycat eat bread, but a 100% staff of life bread. Oh, my. The 100% whole wheat. And Elijah Muhammad is the first to direct black people to health. The white man knew about the health and the wealth, but he shaded that knowledge. He suppressed that knowledge from black people. Many historians knew of the health and the wealth, and they kept it for themselves. That's right, they kept it for self. But the honorable Elijah Muhammad, How to Eat to Live One, he came out. It wasn't thorough enough. He came back, How to Eat to Live Number Two. You must eat to live and not to die, brother and sister. What you will eat will keep you here, and what you eat will damn sure take you up out of here. You got to be smart. You must work smarter this hour. There are so many backed up about this. Black Power, we just love y'all so much. As we're going down here, that 504 in New Orleans. I know New Orleans Black Online. We missed you in Chicago, but we'll catch you in New Orleans, New Orleans. Black Power, welcome to Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, all power to the people. I want
to
say this, brother, the work that we're going to be doing and stuff like that, because I really want us to really, you know, do this black nationalism. And like I always tell our people, do you know what black nationalism really is? And I told them we got to do the work within our community. We really do. And I always tell them this: we need to get with these public officials who have our interests, you know. And I always tell them, like, be an independent.
Find that other one, man.
Yeah, I always tell them be an independent, because many people don't know the history of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party, that matter of fact, the Democratic Party is, they coming up with all these programs to keep us in bondage that we in. And I always tell them, we got to do better. We have to do better. We have to. And I say, like, I mean, this is a black nationalism movement.
That's a fact right there. I know. That's right. When you know better, that forces you to do better. But I'm telling you, they're so overwhelmed with the circumstances of being so prolonged with their experience and caught up with the white man, they know better and don't even do no better. You have to bear witness, brother New Orleans. They know better and won't do better. Give me some evaluation on that, brother New Orleans. And Sister Shimon,
well, I feel
right
like
there.
This. They have to see an example. See, like long years ago, I'm going to give you a prime example. It's like when the sister Ben. It's like the brother told me this when he was in the Nation of Islam here in New Orleans, and sometimes those brothers used to handle you. They would say, bro, what you said. A lot of those brothers wouldn't be scared to go and confront our people, confront them. You know, they tell them, come on, bro, you got to do better. Come on, bro, snatch the need out your arm. Come on, bro, come on to this mosque, hear this truth. You know.
Well,
I don't see that.
The Nation of Islam has always been an inspiration from the days of the early days of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad himself, in them early 40s, that he was just working with the mission and getting his teachings and getting established in them 40s and them 50s. But he continued on with that legacy of Professor Farad Muhammad, or Master Farad Muhammad, and he didn't teach him to team up with the white man. Master Farad Muhammad taught him to separate from your vicious and open enemy. And we have to understand that he delivered the well, the mother was a white woman. But he didn't tell you to team up with his mother, the white woman. He said team up with the black, and that's your winning hand.
But
you got to know how to win with a winning hand and using your strength,
that's
black
true.
Man. Come on.
But that's the truth. But a lot of times our people need to see an example compared to what you see now. You don't see that. Many of us selling out. And I like to get on some of these people that's talking as revolutionary.
Okay.
We can't be no revolutionary gang bangers going at each other, even though we have different views and stuff like that. But look, let's start up this Black nationalist movement and let's do the work within our communities. Let our people see something different.
Right.
They see something
so many
different.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talks about so many have been drawn out. And some had to go run and catch the football, and they ran their way out. And some sing their way out. Some like Muhammad Ali had to swing your way out. But somewhere you had to find a way out of the ghetto. But first of all, for myself and yourself, we must find a way out of that ghetto mentality, out of that idealism of the ghetto, that we were forced into ghetto. The white man Zionist Jew said a handful of his people were in concentration camps in places called ghetto. That lasted a few years. Ours have gone on for 400 years, teaches the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We got to bring some snap and some rap. You got to get your mind right in order to get your rap tight in this hour. We're here for Black Power. And ladies and gentlemen, Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad, the spirit of our leader. Our leader is the national chairman, the general minister, Hashim Ekonomi Nzinga, is strong as Red Devil Lied this hour and giving us the great inspiration for Black Power, an example of Black Power, how to network in Black Power, and how to be the Black King that you deserve to be. And he has a King Zion as a testimony. His young son, Zion, is rising up in Black Revolution at this hour. Black Power.
Yeah, because all power to the people, Black Power. But hey, we got to look to each other for help instead of going through outside. We always looking for somebody outside to do this, do that. It's up to us.
Yeah, I bear witness.
All right.
Yes,
sir,
there's so many online. Thank you.
Yeah,
New Orleans.
All power
New Orleans
to the
is
people,
always
brother.
A great. You're all power to people. New Orleans is always a great contributor to Black Power Radio, never outside of the loop. As we meet and greet him in New Orleans very soon. And we got big love, and we've met him and were able to greet him. Honorable Chairman Hashim Ekonomi Nzinga and many others, and he is just a great inspiration to all that are inspired for Black Revolution. We're going to go up to New York. I see a 929. I ain't about to let you go. He said, I'm going to hold on tight. Don't let go. Come in here, 929 at 624. It sounds like y'all sound to wild, but it just could be anybody. Hope it ain't no imposter, but come on with 929. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Yes, Black Power. Black Power, Black Power. Yeah,
you found yourself on Black Power Radio once again.
Yeah,
and inspiration
to road.
Chicago is what this is. She gets
still,
up and come
yeah,
to Chicago. Come on,
we
Black
still,
Power.
We still
and bring
we Black Power.
With us. Black Power.
Yes, Black Power. We're still on the road. On our way in, but we're still on the road. I just want to say that you never forget, a general can't be a general without his soldiers. And the soldiers who made their commitments and took their last dime and penny in their spirit to just get on board and get up there to support the unity, the network of being with Silas Muhammad. And I just want to say that our chairman, and this is from the heart and from the soldiers, that he gave the most awesome class on Saturday that I've heard since, really, really, since Doc has passed. He did an awesome job. There are new members who joined, and I told them that was their first political class there, and they should feel very fortunate that they were able to be a part of that experience. But we have to be ever so vigilant that we don't let the enemy in. Khalid said that cracker can't come in, not in the back door, on the side door, nor the front door. The Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. So we must never intermix interracial enemies in our camp. And we got to be ever so vigilant to be able to pull the cover off them and to be able to call them out. And so we don't apologize for that. But again, I'd like to say that the soldiers who came, Sister Amy,
who drove all the way up and drove all the way back. The other sisters, the elder on the cane, the other sisters who came, the little young men who came, all of those ones that helped make it possible to have a representation of the New Black Panther Party. We salute them tonight, and especially our chairman, who did an awesome job. I think that the class he taught on Saturday should be an example. It should be the opening of every political education class that we have nationally here in the United States of America, training the young people that's coming in. And Agbar, you're doing an awesome job. Malik is always doing an awesome job. But I just want to say that we got to be ever so vigilant and alert in who we allowing to come in. Because, you know, the original Black Panther Party went down when they let that white woman in. We have to be careful. I think we should build a strong sisterhood. Any sisters, any one woman come into the new Black Panther Party must be also screened by the system. We can't just let any old dog and rat in and never investigate them. We have to be ever so vigilant. Black power.
Black power, sister. Hello? Anybody still holding the line?
Yes,
everybody is listening but with us? Because the chief of staff is still traveling as well. He's making his way to Kingsland, so he might be in and out, but just hold the line. He'll be right back with you.
Okay. We were just saying about letting the enemy in. In the Bible, it says that if the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit lifts up a standard against him. So we say that we got to keep it tight and got to keep it tight and right. And there's no exceptions. We're not letting them in. The enemy is not coming in. Not this one. The spirit of Dr. Khalid Abib Muhammad. We put our lives on the line to free our people and to save our people. We cannot make exception at any time, at any cost, to allow the enemy to come in and infiltrate and destroy our organization. That's all I have to say. We're still on the road from last night, and Black Power, my soldiers want to say something. Black Power.
Black Power, set travel.
Black Power, Black Power, this is Karan. Black Power. Peace, Sister Shamar, how you living?
I'm good, how you doing?
We're on our way back to the city. We got Abdullah, Sister God. We had a wonderful time, fantastic time. The chairman lit a fire under all of us, and it was
sure
a great thing. It was a great thing to see him up close, chop it up with him, listen to him, gain all the wisdom and experience he got. It was just a beautiful situation. I was so thankful to make it, and I'm ready for the next event, and I'm ready to put some work in. Power.
Thankful to have you, Black,
Black power.
Power.
Black power. That's Black
power. Black
power. I mean,
so
this,
we'll be seeing
I
you
got
brother,
a brilliance up on that
January 11th through 13th.
Man. Right.
Again,
man, I'm looking down here.
Hold
I'm
on.
Seeing some Chicago, some New York on here. Right.
Black power.
Man.
Black power.
We, man, that you to break that New York team. I'm telling you, once they team up on you, boy, you square it up. I'm just telling you, you get a dose of that New York, you'll never go back to this cracker again. Black power, I'm just giving to you straight tonight. We started to cut a little
Black
something
power.
On it, but we ain't going to cut it. We're going to give you straight no chaser today. It's all right with everybody. Is that all right with everybody? Get to you straight
That's
with no chaser.
Right.
We're going down here. I'm reaching out. I'm reaching out to get me some 773. 773. I got some Chicago on this line tonight. Chicago
Keith.
In Chicago, from Chicago. Black Power, Chicago. Black Power. The live on Black Power
Black
Radio.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Oh. You said Black Power. We're happy to have you. This is our Chairman Trail. Chairman Trail.
Yes, sir.
Peyton organized in a great way on the ground and just kept so many things going for us to reignite and reunify our Black Panther Party. ran into some original Cubs in the way of a Black Panther himself. Brother Panther helped us. Brother Stan helped us. There were just so many comrades that came in. Brother Melvin St. Louis, Sister Shamanda St. Louis, Brother Marcus, the captain and lieutenant, they all rolled into one. A straight soldier came on in and helped us to organize what we had to do right there in Chicago. We were live. No Memorex had the chairman himself, the general minister, Hashim Ekanati Nzinga. So tell us where you are right now and what you got to do right there, Brother Trail. I mean, he's just a tremendous personality, and we love you so much, big brother. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Assalamu alaikum, Black Power, brothers and sisters. I appreciate y'all coming out, showing up and showing out.
Yes, sir.
Y'all came through big time, man. And since y'all left, I got a couple of calls from people, man. Y'all just really came in here and made a difference.
Yes, sir. Man, I saw my big brother there with the T.L. Barrett, and there was just so many others that were on board, getting on board, and teaming up with us and showing us the love. And then the Honorable Silas Muhammad and all of his followers, the ministers, the captains, the lieutenants, the FOI, the MGT of the Lost Foundation of Islam in the West. So we were happy to see you, Brother Trail.
It was a pleasure to be there and experience it firsthand. For everybody who missed it, y'all missed out on something wonderful. And though it'll happen again indefinitely, the experience that we had these last 2 days was tremendously awesome, man. Gave me the strength and the courage to continue on in the fight for my people with this Black Power movement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Man, that's Chicago. But you just don't know the jewel. This is just the diamond in the rough, the jewel in the piece of black coal. It's the man. He said, "Man, this is the one. He's a nipple on the titty, and the Kodak in the camera, bro. I'm just telling you, old badass Boosie B. He loves it. Chicago, and we got all of them on the south side. We got rap. We got." Pamphlet them talking about putting some record labels in. Brother Trail talking about putting down some shoes and some boots on the ground and the name of Dr. Collin had their own thing going there in Chicago. Brother, we're just so happy with you. I'm overflowing. I mean, you know how to get the thing going. You get it crunk when ain't nobody drunk, huh? Black Power?
Nah, it was with help, brothers and sisters. I didn't do anything by myself. Us moving as a unit got everything done that got took care of here. I don't want the fame or glory for anything that transpired here. It was us. There was no I in team. Believe that.
Man, that's the spirit of an humble soldier and just a true man that's true to the game. And he just brings it all. He's just like the soul food that brings it all together with Mama Nim and bringing the good tater salad and the beans and the greens and the big old turkey leg if you need it, and got barbecue chicken for those that love it. But we're giving you good spiritual food, inspiration, the good physical food. And, we just can't get enough of Chicago. And Honorable Pastor T.L. Barrett came and blessed us, man. Look how this soldier blessed us. He said that he believed in the black. He believed in black people. He said when he looked down at the ground, he see that his shadow is black. You ain't never seen no white shadow. The only one I knew about a white shadow was when the white man invented a white coach. When the white coach found a basketball team around, called him white shadow. But the white man make him a white shadow. But a lot didn't make no white shadow. The white man made a homemade white shadow. You talk about the black dirt, the black earth, the black seed, and the black man, woman, and child. Dropped it like it was hot. And he said that you know that Bible Belt stretched from Connecticut down to Houston, Texas, and it bypasses, shoots over Chicago, brings it on to Memphis, brings it on Jackson, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, back to Texas. And that black soil where you grow most of the food. And on that black belt, they say you find the black church on that black belt. Huh? You drive too far outside of Memphis, you're going to have a blackout with no Wi-Fi signal, no phone signal in big parts of Tennessee. But he said that in that blackness, you try to grow something on white sand. He said he never grow no crops on white sand. He said nothing white good for around here today. Pastor Barrett was dropping it, boy. So I'm just happy, man, to know that you come out of that seed trail and you're keeping the momentum going. And we got something going once again in Chicago, and we're happy, brother. We're so happy about you, with you, and for you, and the big Windy City, Chi-Town itself, Chicago, Illinois. Yes, sir.
Right on, Black Power, yes. Black Power, Black Power.
Right on, Black Power. Black Power. Black Power, right on. That's what always came from a right on. Marvin Gaye say right on.
I was speaking with Brother Melvin, and this coming November, we're going to get together, and he's going to help me put together a food drive over here for breakfast. So we're excited about that, getting that going as well, with the help of Brother Melvin. I'm out of St. Louis.
Yes, sir. Man, it's just a funny thing that you would mention, Brother Melvin, and I'm the chief of staff, brother, and I can call some shots. I ain't gonna bullshit you, and before I bullshit you, I won't even stop and talk with you. But we're talking about bringing Brother Melvin as a regional hub, and as a regional hub to have St. Louis as that regional hub, and under Brother Melvin's leadership to take over. He knows how to get things going. He's not gonna play around
with
it and put some foot. Brother Melvin is not known for tiptoeing through the goddamn tulips and all those things and fraternizing and scratching when you don't goddamn it itch like a straight up and down 6 o'clock bitch. We're not going to do that. We're going to go ahead with the strong leadership so we can keep our momentum and strength going. And we're going on with that leadership, Brother Melvin. I hope all plans. That's why I tell Panthers, but listen to goddamn radio so you know what the fuck's going on. We're not going to play with you, bro. And so we want you to know that Brother Melvin is, from this moment on, and Sister Shimana can take it to the region, but he is the hub. We have moved that hub from, I don't even know where in the hell they thought it was, but that hub, now Sister Mama Dog is going to team up with y'all, team up, organize, we're going to locate, we're going to actually get a team, an APB, an all-point bulletin, all-point lookout team, and actually locate Brother James Coleman. Nobody's been able to find James Coleman. So we're going to look and we're going to find this brother, so-called Diamond in the Rough, and bring him live to the South Side, give him some more coaching, more teaching, and more preaching from Brother Trail, more teaching from Brother Melvin, and we're going to sharpen that soldier up. But it'd be damn,
yes,
he's going to be a regional hub if you can't find him. Am I right, Sister Shimonda? Teach on that, Sister Shimonda.
You're right. When you accept positions, don't accept a position that you cannot fulfill. If you are the regional, whatever, chairman, the regional chief of staff, you are over to 8 states, and you have to be on call 24/7. Don't let the chief of staff or the chairman have to call or be looking for you. You need to contact your people in your region and know what's going on. It should be no reason why that we should be in contact with St. Louis, should be in contact with Brother Trail, and he don't even know who James Coleman is, but he know who Brother Melvin and Sister Shimondi is, but not the regional chairman. That's ridiculous. And we get in contact with, like I said, Kansas City. We want to go help them set up the breakfast as well. We want to go help set up with Brother Trail, bring him along as well. We're going to set up stations in North Dakota, South Dakota, Michigan, Wisconsin. We trying to make sure our region is secure, and we want to be, you know, as one every once a month go up to Chicago, you know, the other month go up to Kansas City, you know what I'm saying, help everybody get online and build this chapter. So when January come up and we go celebrate Dr. Khalid, his birthday, we coming as a unit whore, like New York came down to Chicago and represented. The Central region want to come, just like the Southwest region. The Southeast region is coming because those brothers, Strife, AJ, Caleb, and all of them, they know what they're doing. They represent well when they represent. So we want to represent just like that. You can reach out to any of those fellas, and they'll get right back with you. James, you've been
right.
MIA too long. No soldier should be MIA mixing in action. None. So what else going on, Brother Trill? We saw a lot of people at Garrett. We saw a security that looked good to be your MOD. He was doing security at Garrett on Randolph he was on, and he was interesting. So hopefully that brother gave you a call. We gave him your number.
What was the brother's name, sister?
You had to ask Melvin because, you know, I was sick. My asthma was flaring up. And so
absolutely. How you feeling behind
me?
You all right?
Yeah, my chest just hurt a little bit, but, you know, I'm blessed and highly favored. But, yeah, I know he was doing security, and he was on his job. And, you know, he just kept looking. He like, man, he's like, how can I get down, you know? So that brother wanted to be down.
I had a brother, Rodney, call me about an hour ago.
So that could
yes,
be
sir.
Him, dude. So hopefully that's him. He does
I got
work.
I got three recruits for you, brother. I'm going to send them all over. You get those apps, Brother Trev. Three Chicago recruits while I was out on a car mission trying to do a little car repair. I met up with three on that journey, and they were talking. They want to join. I said, how do you join the Black Panther Party? I said, brother, I'm going to put you right in the hands of a man. And so I'll be turning those three over to Brother Trev as well. So we're going to be having a nice staff over there, a nice administration. And we're going to keep that. This is going to be the – just going to Chicago going to be another hub. It's just – that's what growth is about.
Let's get black with it.
Y'all, I think y'all still online. Are you there, y'all?
Sister,
y'all? Yeah, she'll tell you how Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, how he was rolling this thing a certain kind of way and kept that thing moving a certain kind of way. And we're on that pattern. We're not outside of the work of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad because we are his true cubs. And I am a true follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I've grown in so many ways of knowledge, but I am a true follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He taught me so much in a short period of time, more than any other man that could explain so many diverse things and bring about an understanding. He said, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, most high God, good understanding. And that's what we need today, because the best creatures explained by most high God is those creatures have good understanding. In the same breath, the worst creatures, even worse than the beast that stand in the field, is a man, woman, or child without understanding. This is just a fact and truth,
yes,
brothers and sisters.
Sir.
So we're going to reach out while we
yes,
got
sir.
Y'all online, and maybe we'll keep y'all online and don't let the crook off the hook. Let them on down here in Houston, Texas. I'm going to reach out to Houston. Reach out to Houston, Black Power 832. 483, you're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Talk
Black Power. You're live in Chicago. Chicago and St. Louis has got you in a trap. Come on, Houston Tech. You got to wake up to get online, sir. Are you there with us? 832.
Hey,
obviously, it's Houston,
you.
Texas. You're in Black Power land with a Black Power man. It's got a Black Power plan in my goddamn hand. Black Power, what are you doing there, man?
Black Power.
Talk to us. Black Power, how you doing? Are you there with us? 832.
Right, 832. You snooze, you lose.
If you move, you lose. And you're gone. You're gone, 832. You had a golden opportunity to chat with us on Black Power Radio. And you blew it, buddy. So we're moving. Let me see. I know James might have had something on redirect. That's what I wanted to go get next was James Muhammad. He wanted to talk on Chicago. You're talking with Chicago. I don't know if you're still with us, James Muhammad. Black Power? Yes, sir. You got St. Louis and Black Power. And you got a trail from Chicago online, sir. Go ahead. Black Power.
Black Power, can you hear me?
You got married this man.
We can hear you,
sir.
James.
Yes, sir. We can. We
okay,
can feel you, brother.
What
James.
Brother, let me say this, brother.
The chairman
so full.
Of Chicago. Got the chairman online and the sister of Assistant Minister Justice and so many others that are online. But those are the live mics that are on our line. We have Sister Yah Santawa. What up, Yah Santawa?
Yes, brother.
Black Power.
Brother,
Black
Power.
Still on the line. I'm still on the line.
How you doing,
still
sister?
On the road.
See, I know you on the line. Y'all said
right,
going on the
road. Oh, yeah,
go
I'm on the line.
Line.
And guess what? Not only am I on the line, I'm going to hold the line to the one-inch line.
Hold
that
goddamn line.
Up. to the 1 inch, goddamn it. And they're not getting.
Okay, I'm going to go get
lay
them
out
in a minute. But you're
going to
go
out.
Go ahead, Jerry Muhammad.
New York style. I'm going to do it again
thank
today.
Thank you, man. Black Power, in the spirit, I can tell you
this. Tonight, we don't know what to do, boy. I'm in the windy city of Chicago, Illinois. Black Power all over the place. In your face, Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Yeah, we love you, Mr. Black Power.
Brother Akbar?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Black Power, I thought you put me back on mute.
Oh, no, you ain't muted out, brother. You live on Black Power Radio, sir. I want you to talk to the chairman of Chicago.
Can I give a compliment? Can I give a compliment? I just said, Sister Shimonda, I hear you. You on fire tonight. And I thank a lot for you. I thank you for just keep dropping those truth bombs.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We had a beautiful time. I can't talk about Chicago enough because I didn't leave till somewhere this evening. Well, like I said, it's absolutely beautiful. The spirit of the brothers and sisters are beautiful. Our chairman emeritus, the spirit was up. He lifted me and the chairman lifted us up. Because the chairman lifted me up. Started out this morning at 8 o'clock this morning. So I have to say, I cannot thank God enough for taking us there safely and guiding us back to our destination. Those who are still traveling, be safe. There's no need to rush. The race is not for the swift, for the strong, but he who endures to the end.
It's for the dog.
Yes. I may.
Yes, ma'am.
Black Power, we rocking and rolling.
Black Power.
Rocking and rolling. Rocking and rolling. Getting ready for the baddest black man to ever walk this earth, Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad.
This is that Black Power Radio Show, and we all give you more of what you listen to Black Radio for. And we have so much love. There's so much love. And this is the way we have to go here at this hour for Black. We got somebody else in the wings. I'm just trying to see who that is trying to do this thing. I'm going to bring New York to the line. Now, this is my job here, is to give you some Black Power Radio. And we are the most informative radio on the internet. I don't have any problem with that. I'll debate any cracker, any Negro that tell us we're not the most informative radio show on the internet. Black Power, we got some 646 up there looking like Brother Karan. Are you up in there? Black Power.
This is Abdullah, Black Power. This is Brother Abdullah.
Brother Abdullah, Black Power. Black Power, Abdullah. Boy, that's the strongest man in radio land. Brother Abdullah, he was getting compliments. Those are Chicago sirens. Chicago siren come through. Oh, my. But I'm here to tell you that Brother Abdullah was getting the compliments of the National Chairman and the General Minister, Hashim Ekhenaten Nzinga, of the Malik Zulu Shabazz, gave him so much just praise and compliments for holding the line, keeping the work going, and just staying in the transformations and all the different formations. Brother Abdullah hasn't been able to weather the storm. So welcome to Black Power Radio, Brother Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Wa alaikum assalam, Black Power. I want to say what's up to the comrades in Chicago for showing us love. And I enjoyed myself
Black
out
power,
there in
brother.
Chicago. And I appreciate you all down in Chicago.
Sir.
Thank you. We appreciate you in Chicago.
Black
Two-way
Power. Street, brother.
Black
Power.
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Brother Panther, Brother Stan, and all those good black men, Chicago, Illinois, D.L. Barry, Honorable Silas Muhammad, Brother Minister Najee Muhammad, all of those great ones, Brother Kamal, the great captain of Chicago, Brother Kamal, we ate dinner with Brother Kamal, great basketball players and all those great ones in the Lost Foundation of Islam. Brother Abdullah T. He's a great minister. Put that great Al Ombrick together for us, and we want to thank Brother Abdullah, Brother Big T from Chicago, ex-boxing man, a field general, field captain, and a minister for the Honorable Silas Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we're just so thankful for all of those great ones for coming to the rescue for our black, for joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power.
Yes, sir. So we can let y'all just go ahead and get your groove on because, you know, I got to get a move on. I'm trying to head southbound, and I will listen to your sound. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power and safe travels.
Black Power.
Safe travels. Don't forget to tune in next Monday.
That's right. Got to tune in every Monday. We have Black Power Radio. We're tuning in at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Get us on your dial. You can still dial in tonight at 646-478-4447. Again, our call number is 646. Want to write it down. Don't forget on Mondays, it's 646-478-4447. So you can hear the most informative radio talk show on the internet at this hour. For Black Power, a strong black military, a strong black Pan-Africanist movement, a strong black militia, a strong black generals and black lieutenants and black captains and all of those ones that form a great society, those components that go for self-government and the spirit and the leadership of the Honorable Silas Muhammad, who is following the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're in the spirit of Huey P. Newton, Fred Hampton, and Lil Bobby Hutton. They executed Lil Bobby Hutton. But we want you to know that we have not let these crackers off the hook. They just think they're off the hook. One day we're going to bum rush this cracker and take black, all of our black political prisoners. Only problem, the old Negroes don't even know who his political prisoners are. Never knew about Mutulu Shakur. They don't know they still got H-Rap Brown on lockdown. They don't know that they have our honorable brother and the brother you call Imam Isa al-Hadi al-Mahdi, Dr. Malachi York, huh? Still incarcerated on something that the cracker never gets jailed for this kind of stuff. They jail James Brown. Cracker never get jailed for that stuff. They got a black comedian, Bill Cosby, on lock. Cracker never gets locked up for that stuff. In fact, Donald the Duck Trump himself, some call him 46 minus 1. Some call him just a plain old 45. But he ain't going to jail for no bullshit like that. He ain't getting locked up. He ain't getting indicted. And he openly claims he done did all that and worse. And ain't thinking about going nobody to jailhouse. If we play the Joe Stupid too much, we on Joe Stupid time. And you got to get off that line and get on this line. You got to get on Black Power line. On Black Power Radio, so you can get your mind right, so you can get your rap tight, so you'll be uptight and out of sight, like James Brown is talking about. Huh? That's right. You got a sweet disposition, but you know you're out of sight. You got your sweet disposition, you know you're out of sight. Say you're too much, oh, you're out of sight. But we're just so happy, brother and sister. We're overflowing with joy, with love. All of you great brothers and sisters that come every week to Black Power Radio, we will always have a light on for you. We will always show you love. And as you know, I'm just telling you straight up, if y'all want to make some comments, because I'm getting ready to crank me up some Marvin Gaye, and he's going to tell you God is love. You might not understand it, but God is love. A lot of men don't understand that principle of love associated with God. See? One thing manifests, God is not the only love. God manifests love for our benefit. Love is just one aspect of the power of Almighty God. What about truth and courage? God is truth and courage too when you understand. It's just you've had a bad understanding for so long, when wake-up juice comes, you can't even receive it. Your mind is so gone, mind so blown by the devil himself, the white man, and she devil of a white woman. Took your mind gone. You spooked out right now. Huh? Spooked out right now because what? Can't receive the love from God. Oh, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, white man can't receive your love. You give him your love. He ain't going to receive that. Give him your good spirituality. The white man is not going to receive that. That white man is going to take your love and your spirituality, and he's going to set you up for the kill, set you up for the thrill, and take your head off if he can. Is that right, Brother Abdullah? Oh, is he still with us? Right, is that right, Abdullah? Hopefully he's still with us. At some point, we got Abdullah.
Black Power, yes,
go
sir.
Get some yogurt. That's right. This is what he does. I know you were on mute. But isn't that right, Brother Abdullah? This is what the white man do. He'll set you up. Look how they set up Michael Brown with a teenager and vilified Michael Brown. Hell yeah, he was selling that weed. But you ain't never said he was selling weed. You were telling them that this man was a thief that was stealing cigars. The white man is a master of the deception. Sure, Eric Garner of Staten Island, New York, was selling singles. But the day of the fight, he wasn't selling no singles. He was a superhero with a cape on his back, an S on his chest, for breaking up the fight in the neighborhood. And they went on and murdered. They executed Eric Garner. They executed Michael Brown in public in broad daylight and told you that it was their fault. And they paid their assassins millions of dollars. We're just Joe Stupid and Super Stupid, but we're coming out of that. Joe Stupid is not a permanent condition when you're black. You can come out of Joe Stupid and become into Joe Knowledge and come into your knowledge. When you wake up, brother and sister, you got to have the quickening spirit to catch the knowledge, the wisdom, and get your understanding. Just you've been having a prolonged understanding, and I'm going to get you back or black, Jaquan, with that closing prayer, if he's still available. I know he's out there online. We're going to look for him. But remember, brother and sister, I'm going to get the closing comment in this order. I'm looking at you closer from Sister Yasantawa, from Brother Abdullah, from Brother Trill in Chicago, and Sister Shimonda, and she's going to give it to Brother Jaquan for the prayer. Can we work that out? Did you catch that, Sister Shimonda? Can we work this out?
I got it.
Let's see if we can work it out. You got it. So let's start on out right now. Yasantawa, take it to Abdullah. Come on, Yasantawa.
Yes.
And close
we
it out, New
never,
York.
We must never, ever forget who our enemy is. Dr. Khalil Abdul Muhammad said that who the manufacturer is and who the backup is. We must never forget that, not for one moment. We don't let the white man off the hook, and we don't let the white woman off the hook. So we must be ever so vigilant to make sure that when we close ranks, that we are protecting our organization and the lives of our people. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. Come on in there, Abdullah. Black power.
Black power. We have to be courageous, and we have to show, we have to be ever vigilant, like she said. We have to be ever vigilant of our enemy, because our enemy is an open enemy to us.
My. That's right. Open enemy of ours.
Brother Trail, you there?
Yes, sister, I'm here, Black Power.
Go ahead.
Black Power.
The floor is yours. Black Power.
Mine is sweet and simple, y'all. Fear is emotion that we all in control of. Don't allow this cracker to have us scared to stand up and fight for our people. We got to come together. United we stand, and divided we shall fall. Let's stay black. Let's stay strong. Let's keep the people first and tell this cracker to get the hell on. Black power.
Yeah. Black power. Black power.
Black power. That's right. Black power.
Okay, mine. If you can't make it, So this is Shimon. If you can't make it and you really want to make it, if you want to just help out and send our national treasurer money for the people that's on these roads, sacrifice, sleeping in cars. I thank the chief of staff for feeding us. He brought food in his trunk because that was a long day. But just, send $10, send $20, help out with people, hotels, food, stuff like that. If you can't really make it, but you want to, but go ahead and put your money up for January the 11th through the 13th. You don't want to miss the celebration. Dr. Khali himself, all roads on January the 11th through 13th is going to lead to Atlanta, but tomorrow all roads lead to Kingsland. So go ahead, set that calendar. We want to see more truth on the ground. So just until we get black with you, stay black, stay proud, and help your brothers out. Black power.
Black power. I don't know.
I yield the floor.
If we have our prayer and spiritual advisor, we're going to see if Jaquan will close one of them good prayers that he got. I don't know if he's still with us. You're in there, Jaquan.
Jaquan, you on the line?
Trying to get him. I know he's lit up. I don't know from whence he went. Brother Jaquan, I have to do your spiritual role tonight, Jaquan, and close it with a good prayer. But we thank you all for joining with us tonight on Black Power Radio. We hope and pray that Almighty God will continue to bless you and guide you in every way. Did you join us, Brother Jaquan? He's absolutely gone, I guess. As-salamu alaykum, but and black power, we must, brothers and sisters.
Black power.
Black power. We must organize against the opposition. It's something that Dr. Frederick Douglass gave you so many years ago, but we never got the understanding of organizing. The opposition is the white man. I won't sugarcoat that, but I'll bring it to you straight. The opposition is the white man. And we have to organize against the white man and his vicious white woman, the she-devil herself, who has taught the white man in the womb how to set up the black man, how to steal from the black man, how to steal all of our natural resources, how to steal from our mineral resources, and how to steal our human resources. We must put in a white woman repellent in the black community. Some form of a white man's repellent against white disease in the black community. We have to stand on black power today. If you're ever going to be effective in this life, you're going to have to go against this cracker and load up your gun, load up your mind, and load up your body with artillery and bomb rush this cracker and take black our political prisoners. So I will say to you tonight, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Amen. We seek the refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, from Satan, Shaitan, the rejected enemy. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, the Most Merciful Benefactor, the Most Merciful Redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Guardian, the Evolver, the Cherisher, and the Sustainer of all of the worlds, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, the Master of the Day of Judgment. It is you, Allah, alone do we worship. It is your aid that we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom you have bestowed your favor, those whose portion is not wrath, and those who go not astray. And let every heart say together, Amin. Ra.
I mean raw.
get easier. Ooh, child, things get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things get brighter.
I'm want to meet and talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're going to hold hands like we used to. We're going to talk it over, talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong.
Baby, oh, let it control.